We start this Motzei Shabbos saying Slichos, and just to address a couple of commonly asked questions with regard to Slichos. First of all, Slichos, the Minog of Slichos mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, and has been in effect in the Jewish people for well over 1,000 years. So this is a very, very old and established Minog. Some questions that commonly arise. Number one, to what extent do the Slichos need to be actually said with the tzibur? And people ask this in two different ways. What if I fall behind the tzibur? The tzibur is saying it faster than I'm able to say it. Or, in a little bit of a more extreme form, what if I'm not with the tzibur at all, for whatever reason? You missed the slichos with the tzibur. There is no tzibur. So can slichos be said on one's own? So to start with that second part of the question, there is a Ramah who indicates that one should not say slichos at all on one's own, but the general assumption, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is that there's no problem to say slichos on one's own, with the exception of the Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim. Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum L'Chanan. Now that's the most essential part of slichos. That's the key part. And that part needs to be said only with the tzibur. So if a person doesn't have a tzibur at all, if he wants, he can say the other parts. Might as well, it's a nice thing. But he wouldn't be able to say the key part of Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim. Even if a person is with a tzibur, but he's behind, so the Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim need to be said at the same time as the tzibur. So if a person is falling behind, he should say, when the tzibur gets up to the Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim, he should say that together with the tzibur, and then he can either continue with the tzibur or go back to what he was up to. That part certainly needs to be said at the same time as the tzibur. What many people will do is on the slichos part of the slichos, the in-between part, so when the tzibur gets up to the introductory paragraph of Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim, then they'll skip to that and say it together with the tzibur. But at the end of the day, again, the Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim, that's the key part, needs to be said at the same time as the tzibur. There's one more part which can certainly only be said in the context of a tzibur, but here it's a little bit less strict, and that is some of the Aramaic sections at the end. We have a concept that we only daven in Aramaic with a tzibur. That for whatever reason, the malachim don't take Aramaic, they don't do Aramaic, they don't bring it to the Kisei HaKavod. But if you're with a minyan, a tzibur, you don't need the malachim to bring it. The shkina is right here. So that can only be said with a tzibur. If you're saying by yourself, you wouldn't say it. That doesn't need to be said necessarily at the exact same time as the tzibur, as long as the tzibur is still present and there's still people saying slichos. So you can still say the Aramaic sections if you're running a little bit behind, but there's other people still saying the end of slichos, you could do it. But if everything is over and you're the only one, we're only a few people left, so then it would be problematic to say those parts, to say those parts as well. What about timing of slichos? So a lot of places, they have slichos very, very late at night and early in the morning or before davening. What's the deal with the timing of slichos? So it's understood that from chatzos halayla and on, for the rest of the night, is a particular eitz ratzon to daven. So the original minhag used to be they would say slichos at the very end of the night, right at daybreak. That's when they would say slichos. Nowadays, that's much less popular. People stay up much later at night than they used to. But from chatzos halayla is already an eitz ratzon, and that's the best time to say it. So that's why many places say that chatzos halayla. So the middle of the night, so over here that's around 12:30 right now at this particular time of year. So that is the best time. Let's say a person finds it very grueling to be able to do that. He can't keep that up. So another good option, not as good, but definitely also a good option, and certainly for those who it's going to wear them down, so this is great, is to say before Shacharis in the morning. So you come early in the morning, you're making that extra push to come early and to say Slichos. That would be an acceptable option as well. What about saying it at night before Chatzos HaLaila? I've heard there is such a thing. There's some places that do that. So there are different perspectives in the poskim about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about a place where they felt it was unsafe to walk around later after Chatzos HaLaila. And he says, although Al Pi Kabbalah, before Chatzos HaLaila at night is a time of din, and therefore it's not the ideal time, but it's not Isser to daven. It's just that it doesn't have the segula of the Yud Gil Midos HaRachamim that they always make a difference and have an effect. So Bishas Adchak, as a Horas Shah, as a temporary measure, and to tell people that it's only for on a temporary basis, he allows it. He's relatively hesitant, but he says it could be done. Rav Avadya Yosef, much more influenced by the Kabbalistic sources, says absolutely not. It's a terrible thing to say Yigil Zarachamim at nighttime before Chatzos HaLaila. Don't do it. And better do it at Mincha time in the next day if you can't do it before Shacharis. So he comes out very strongly against it. Certainly, I think the best option, if a person is not going to do it between Chatzos HaLaila and the end of the night, would be to say before Shacharis, which is what happens in many shuls. Have a great day. Hopefully our tefillah should be answered. Please pick up the chairs onto the tables in preparation for the Shabbos cleaning.